Hello, it's still Friday, the 8th of November in the year of our Lord 2024. It's 11:30, nearly midnight. My dear friend Greg Fernandez Jr. is over in the Pacific timeline, which is 8 hours difference. So he's all bright and sprightly, and I'm here hanging. So, Greg, congratulations to you and
Oh, I couldn't
America.
be happy. Thank you so much. Couldn't be happier here.
So what happened that night? Did you sit up and st I stayed up and
I
watched it.
did. I did. I almost went to bed. I was doing a live stream and I was about ready to go to bed because it sounded like it wasn't going to get called. And then as soon as I was about to stop the record button, I saw on RSBN they had called it. They called it for Trump. So I was like, well, that's kind of weird. Nobody else is calling it for Trump. And then we saw that Trump was set to speak. And then just like in 2016, when Clinton bowed out and did not, she had all of her supporters out there. And just like in 2016, when Clinton just bowed out and did not speak to her people that night, Kamala Harris was planning on not speaking to people that night. So that told me, okay, something is going on. Trump has won. Trump was at 267 for the longest time. And then the results for Alaska were coming in, and that you only get three votes for that state. And that was red, bright red. So we knew that put him at 270. So he was at 270 at that point. About 1 hour later, about 2 in the morning, I think I think in East Coast time,
Well,
Trump
and
came
it was
out.
about 4 in the morning. Well, I know it was about 4. I didn't go to sleep till about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wasn't it hard to even, did you even get any sleep that night?
I fell asleep, but I have a little sleepy mask, right? So I just put my
Okay.
little sleepy mask down.
All
But
right.
then my son had got sent home from work, and he comes bursting in at 10 o'clock.
Nice.
And then I had to go and do an event that afternoon as well. So I still haven't properly recovered, and the excitement, that's building. And I need to talk to you about this. I've spoken to
Yeah.
it about everybody. Look what he's done in 48 hours.
Well, he hasn't
No
forced
more
anybody
like you,
to
Iran
leave
want to
yet.
stop the war, Russia want to stop the war.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just insanity. And what did Kamala Harris as vice president do in 4 years?
Nothing.
Hello.
Nothing. Yeah.
But. Okay, the Brunson brothers. Have you heard of the Brunson brothers?
I don't think so. I don't
The
think so. I'd
Brunson
have to look them
brothers,
up.
there are three brothers, and they are real patriots, and they have evidence on how it was a total fraudulent election through papers. They've gone through the Constitution. They haven't stopped working. They've been to the Supreme Court many times, and it's been thrown out. And like each brother's put the papers in, so they're learning from the next one. Apparently, this last brother who last put his papers in, which was in July, according to Christine, who's my co-host, she knows the Ryland brothers, sorry, the Brunson brothers, Ryland and Loy, and I can't remember what the other one is, because she's interviewed them like years ago. And Roy, who used to co-host and do the shows like relating to Q and geopolitical stuff. He'd mentioned this Brunson brothers case, how it is vital what they've got. Well, apparently the Supreme Court have made a decision on that, and they've been told they've got a non-disclosure. They're not allowed to speak. They've got a gagging order against them. So, what if the Supreme Court goes with the Brunson brothers? Therefore, everybody who was involved in that fraudulent election, we're looking at William Barr, Pompeo, Mike Pence, as well as all the Democrats, Pelosi, etc., they will all surely have to get hauled into jail, like arrested immediately, because it's crimes against the American people. It's a coup, what they did. Then, redacted news just over a month ago, were doing a report on a new amendment they wanted to bring in, the 28th Amendment, which would be continuity of government if any major incidents, like, for instance, 100 people within the House or the Senate suddenly died. They'd need a continuity of government. So Redacted was saying, well, why are they doing this before the election? What are they planning? Well, it hasn't gone through yet. My question is, hypothetically, if the Brunson brothers won, could that be a thing? And could it be why they're trying to bring in this, I don't know, call me a conspiracy theorist, but
never.
I don't believe in coincidences. You need to look up the Brunson brothers. But what? So
yeah, I'm actually looking at their website now. It looks like there's four brothers. There's, Gaylor, there probably Loy, is actually, I Reland, think, and yeah. Darren.
Yeah. But I don't know if the court case is all up there. There are Supreme Court dockets.
Yeah, I've never heard of this case. Haven't but you? If you go to RolandBrunson.com, I've never heard of this case. No, I'm just reading about it now.
Okay, so this court case that last one, I think Loy's one was the last one that went in, which was in July.
Mm-hmm.
So Christine, I don't know how she's heard it from somewhere. I don't know. And also, one of the prophets have been talking about it, Johnny Enlow. So say that is so. Say why is it? Why, if they made a decision, why have they been told not to talk about it at the moment? Could this be? I don't know. I've just got to, it's everything's happening, and I do expect the deep state to throw everything they can at it at the moment.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah,
but who's running the? Who's actually there now? Like, has anybody seen Kamala since that? Since that speech?
Since that speech, that was a great speech. I loved it.
It was one of the better ones. But she still got that anger and that joy cometh before a fall.
Fight, fight, fight. I
cannot get my head round people actually voting for her. I just I can't see it. I just don't understand.
Well, currently she in the popular vote, she has 69,404,000 votes. Trump is at 73,692,000. I'm still trying to figure out how Joe Biden got 81 million.
Well, this is it.
In 2020, because these numbers are not adding up. If
exactly.
You compare
and
these two,
everyone's talking about it, Greg. Yeah. Everyone today is saying, hang on a minute. So that's why I'm thinking, well, if the Brunson brothers have also got that all evidence. I mean, we remember 2000 Mules. There was Sidney Powell. She was doing stuff. She got silenced.
Yep.
They've got all of the evidence there. It's now coming out. The mainstream people are talking about it. We don't understand this. You know, how come Joe Biden got this? And how do you know? Everybody knew. Well, I hope everybody knew it was like rigged.
They have to know. I think after he dropped out, at least.
So what will happen, Greg? Because it seems like it's all going to go.
Well, here's what's gonna happen next. I thank you for introducing me to this case. I did not know about this. But I'm definitely bookmarking this right now. But here's what is probably going to happen next. Now that we have a Republican House and a Republican Senate, they can investigate 2020. They can investigate what happened in 2020. Trump will probably put somebody in charge to investigate what happened in 2020 so they can figure all of that out. And hopefully by 2028, we will go back to paper ballots, same day voting, same day counting. That's it. And we know who it is. Get rid of these digital voting booths. We got to get rid of that. Trump has talked about it. I think that may be one of the they may not start that till 2026 because they got a lot to do in the next 18 months while they have Congress, while they have everything, and they have no excuses not to get anything done. Trump told
us
that
they already have, and he hasn't even been elected. You know, he's not, you know,
I know.
He has, you know, look what he's done in 48 hours. And I'm sorry, this Brunson stuff,
this is good stuff.
I'm feeling it. I'm really feeling what's going to happen next.
This
and
is
like,
good
God's
stuff.
In control of this. God is in control. This is spiritual. Anything can happen. We are living through biblical times at the moment.
So they started this in 2021. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. They were straight on it.
Yeah,
and they really knew the they really know the Constitution. I'm not sure that I think they're I don't know they're Christian, but I don't know what denomination they are. I'm not sure.
yeah, their website is pretty, it's pretty cool. It's pretty good. It just has a, you know, just straight to the point here with this case. So anyone can get caught up. You can get caught up pretty quickly on this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm hearing Mike Pompeo. I'm hearing his name again. It's like, don't do it. Don't put him anywhere near your cabinet. You know, Trump has to have learned those lessons. I love with Kennedy. I love Tulsi Gabbard. Don't put Mike Pompeo in there. It's not someone that you want running anything. I wouldn't
Well, I
let
saw
that dude touch
McCarthy.
anything.
Mick McCarthy was mentioned earlier. Like, why would he bring McCarthy back? He was
Oh, I no, I
useless.
doubt it. No, I doubt it. Yeah, I think we're going to hear a lot of names, and then obviously, you know, Trump is really gonna. I think he's going to hold everything very close, but
You
we're
think
going to have
Marjorie Taylor
four.
Greene? Marjorie Taylor Greene will get a seat. I think she
You
is gonna.
know,
No.
the only thing, you know, I mean, there's a lot of good people, but we need them in Congress too. And so that's my only fear is that if they start, even with like Vance, even with, you know, with Trump's vice president, he was a senator. So it was like, well, we need the Senate. So obviously when
Yeah.
Trump and Vance won, that, you know, that opens up his seat there. Thankfully, in the Senate right now, we're looking at 53. We have the Republicans have 53 seats to 45. That's really good. So they're probably not going to get 60. If they have 60, they can do whatever, which I don't really like. You know, I still think there should be some checks and balances. I don't
Yeah,
want it
yeah,
to
yeah,
ju
yeah,
I
yeah.
don't want to see what the Democrats did to the Republicans. I don't want to see the Republicans turn around and do that to them. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we have a lot of good Christians in there, and this is not the Republican Party of George Bush. This is not that party. That party, the George Bush Republican Party, are the Democrat Party now. So they can have them all. If they want Cheney, if they want Liz Cheney, you can have them. Take them because they're not welcome here. They have done nothing to support Trump. Trump does not forget these things. It's all about a loyalty program with Trump. If you are loyal to him, he will be loyal to you.
It's
So we're
an
gonna
American
see.
first. It's America first, isn't it? That's what he's, you know,
Absolutely.
these people he seems to have around the MAGA lot. Do you think
Absolutely.
Tucker will get somewhere? Do you think Tucker will be given anything?
You know, I'd love to see
I would
Tucker
love to.
do something. I don't know exactly what he would do or where he would fit in. Maybe something with the media, making sure that the media isn't censoring, that they're fair and balanced. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Congress is really going to be a big key because they can change a lot of different things. How do you feel about having Ron Paul in charge of the Federal Reserve
Oh
Bank?
my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes.
So he was in talks
Oh God, Ron Paul.
Musk. So Elon Musk and Ron Paul are talking about something. I don't know exactly what's going on there. Then we have Senator Rand Paul, who has
Yeah.
been trying to get these documents on Fauci, and he just came out and is like, now we can get them. There would be no excuse. We could actually do something, figure out what really happened during COVID in the speculation, and actually let Rand Paul do his job. He is a doctor. He got COVID. He is the most vocal person during that time, and he was able to call out Fauci. Not only can they get Fauci back under oath, they can figure out a way to prosecute Fauci for the lockdowns. I know they want to blame Trump on that, and this is Trump's chance to really say, these were the people, and they let me down, and they knew what was going on, and they were probably involved in whatever happened with COVID, depending on a person's theory of what you think
Yeah.
happened during
Well, you
COVID.
and I probably got exactly the same theory. What, and obviously you've got RFK is going to go full guns for Bill Gates.
Yeah, he's gonna do, we're not exactly sure where he's gonna fall in line yet. It looks like either Health and Human Services or at the cabinet level, which may even be better. I wouldn't mind seeing him doing the same thing that his dad did, taking that same spot, kind of picking up where his dad left off under President John F. Kennedy, which I believe was Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, one of those. So, but we do know that Trump has already made that promise that we are going to open up the books on President John F. K., JFK, on President Kennedy, John F. Kennedy. We're going to open up those books, and we're going to release all of those files. And when RFK Jr. gets access to all of those files there, everything that has not been put out for whatever reason by Mike Pompeo, who was the one who was standing in Trump's way there. Yeah. So I'm just like, I mean, if you haven't learned that Mike Pompeo is a neocon, that is a bad dude. You do not want that guy anywhere near anything. That's going to be, you know, something that Trump is going to have to figure out. But having Kennedy, to put Kennedy in charge of figuring out what happened with John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy, that is a great place for RFK Jr. But I don't see how he can do that and do the whole health thing too. I really think he's going to want to do more of the health, try to get all of these colored dyes out of our food, figuring out why they are poisoning us, these chronic things, and how do we heal this country? Not just, you know, healing it from everything that Biden has done, but actually figuring out why are they poisoning our children? Why are they poisoning our people? And how do we stop that? And Kennedy can do that.
I had Dave Sumrall from Stop Hate and Tamara Lee. They've done some, they've been all about January 6th. You know, did you know the 22 people have, I think, seven of them, he said, have committed suicide from J6. There's about 22 victims now, like patriots that have died since then. And they're, you know, their main thing is like, these people need to be released, like day one. But yes. And there are some people now coming saying, oh, we'll release the good ones. No, you release every single one. Apparently one guy's just been sentenced today, and he was actually helping a police officer. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And he was actually helping a police officer get out. And it's some woke judge has put him behind bars the day of today. Like, he was in front of the judge and they put him straight away. He didn't do anything. He was actually helping a police officer, but he was there on January the 6th. And, you know, there are people still living in fear that their doors are going to get knocked down.
Right. And
it would be nice. I haven't heard. I really hoped Trump would have mentioned J6. Because this
Trump did a couple. He hasn't probably done it within the last week or so.
He's gone out and spoken on what he's going to do.
Yes. He said he's going to release a lot of those people. He didn't say all of them, but he's going to release a lot of those people. Yes, absolutely. And then what they need to do is then they need to run an investigation into the J6 investigation. I think we're going to see a lot of that. We're going to see Trump's team and the Republicans are going to do investigations on the investigations that the Democrats were in charge of for the last 4 years, including the J6. That's a big deal because they keep trying to tie it to Trump. And I think we all know that this was, there's some secret ops, there's, you know, the secret government, the shadow government, Fez, the CIA. We're going to find their handprints all over J6 once they can get all of that out, which is then part of the same thing that happened in 2020 with the voter fraud. It's all part of the same program, the same thing to get Trump. So once they find some things, it's going to open up those doors to finding other stuff. So we're going to see a lot of book burning right now. We're going to see a lot of data dumping, but it's good that you have billionaire tech people on Trump's team who know how to recover that data, even if they leech pit it or whatever. It's not going to work.
Yeah. I mean, we've also got to think the kids. We've got to end this. We've got to end this abuse of kids and the Epstein client list and actual crimes which they found out. Because to me, there's the only thing that's important is the children. Sod the economy, sod everything else. But the thing is, it all ends up relating back to the kids.
Yes, it
Everything,
does.
every single war, you know, children are getting trafficked, they're getting, this is the big thing. They sacrifice children.
Well, and guess where the Olympics are going to be held next? Right here in this country, under Trump. You're going to
Whoa.
have that. So we're going to have that. And we all know that we hear this drug trafficking, sex trafficking scheme during that time, during every Super Bowl, which is
Oh, the
crazy.
Super
During
Bowl,
all of
so
these
many
big,
rapes and
yeah.
trafficking
So
goes on.
all they have to do is get their people ready to catch and have not only the biggest deportation sting, but the biggest pedophile sting on all of these people
They'd get the death
if they
penalty.
could do it, and
They
they could do
get
it.
the de any. I can't get this. People, even over here, people with 1,000 decent images of children, they get a slap on the wrist.
That's crazy. That's
You know,
crazy. Yeah.
like teenagers, and
They're
then you go on the
guarded.
sex offenders register. There is no worse a crime. It's there with murderer. What? Because you are murdering an innocence of a child, and you are damaging that human being for the rest of their lives. The most innocent, and there is no worse a crime, in my opinion, Greg. And that it
Absolutely.
deserves the death penalty. There is no other. There's no other justice can be done. So.
You know, Christ told us, you know, he took these children, he said, you know, what you do to these children, this is what you do to me. Somebody asked Jesus Christ, how do you get in to heaven? And he took this child and he said, be like this child. The children are so important. And isn't it fascinating when you think, when God made the first person, he didn't make a boy, he didn't make a child, he didn't make a baby, he made a grown man. He made Adam and he made Eve. So there's something even more special about children to us. And that's why the devil really goes after children. That's why the focus is on children. And you're absolutely right. And you've been doing this for a long time. And I just hope that people like you who have been doing this, please do not burn out. Please help us. Please continue to help us because we need that help. We need that guidance. We need to know we're not the only ones. We're not the only ones that care. So
Yeah. I mean, it's, I
I'm
think
so
so,
happy to have you up there.
Greg, I think it's everybody's duty that I know people feel uncomfortable talking about, and that's the best dinner time conversation.
Yes.
But you know what? It's not happening to you. Somewhere in the world, there is a child being things unimaginable happening to them.
Yes.
It's not happening to you. And if people stay silent, I'm sorry, they are complicit. It needs to be shouted from the rooftops. Fathers, you need to step up. And we don't have school boards like you, but parents go to the playground to pick their children up and deliver, hand over their most precious, nothing more precious to a parent is their child. They're handing that precious over to someone, but you don't know what their background is. You don't know what their ideology is. They've just come out of the
Yeah.
woke university. They have LGBT flags on the doors, and you're handing your baby, your everything over to somebody who's going to put things in your child's head, and your child's head is, it's like a sponge, its brain is going to suck all in.
That's right.
Fathers, go and do your job. Sorry,
Yep.
that
And no, that's right. No,
rant
that's
over.
good.
We're supposed to
That
be talking
and
about
that's
the lights of the election.
well, that's why they've tried to keep us busy. They try to keep us busy so that we can't do that. And so when, you know, we talk about all of these issues, and hopefully Trump is going to put the right people in there to cover all of this stuff. But child trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, Trump has held many roundtables. Actually, Trump's daughter has really.
Yes.
She's really focused on this stuff too, but it is a big deal, and it gets no media coverage. I mean, he would do these big round tables of all of these people, and you could see his daughter sitting there, what, listening to these stories and crying. And the media's questions are all about other stuff that Trump, it had nothing to do. They didn't give a crap about, like you said, the biggest thing that is happening here. Our children, we have to protect our children. Kennedy's going to do it for health. We need somebody to do it for trafficking too.
Yeah, I mean, Trump's, he's the only president that's really spoken out, you know, these crimes against humanity. I think we're seeing the fall of the deep state. What's going to happen between now? What day is it? Is it January the 6th when he's actually confirmed as pregnant and he's inaugurated, isn't he?
On the 20th. Yeah. On the 20th, yeah. On the 20th.
We're going to see all sorts go on between now and then.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the whole JSIC, they're going to have protests about Trump and everything. I'm already hearing in Seattle, I guess, last night or the other day, there were some protests about it. But the police aren't being told to stand down this time. And it's happening in the same areas that it was happening during Trump's first term. So it's all the same program. It's all the same power structures. But hopefully now the police are going to be empowered to actually do something. Trump still has a court case out there too. So this just the New York judge is still going to try to put him in jail.
Letitia James and Jack Smith. Well, I think, is it Mike Davis? He's great. He did the, what project? Something project. He's a lawyer and he was on with Bannon a lot. He's really out there. He's going after them. He's going after Letitia James and Jack Smith. And they don't think he'll have it. And I saw earlier there was an announcement come from Jack Smith that they've got to do talks about the pending, you know, obviously they'll try and put him in prison. But I just keep thinking God can turn everything around. Like, you know, in the words of Julie Green, but God, anything is possible. And let's hypothetically say that's absolutely spot on, that the Brunson brothers are under the gag order and that the judge has made his ruling. That comes out. You've got this continuity of government with like 100 people supposedly being. I'll find you the articles. It's really interesting how it all kind of links along. I don't know. But it would be very interesting because there would have to be. Would they arrest them straight away, Greg? If it all came out and the Supreme Court judge ruled that yes, it was totally fraudulent, would the arrest, do you think, happen straight away?
No. You would still need a congressional investigation, I think.
Oh, okay.
Because they would slow walk it. Now, if you had a good prosecutor in a certain state or wherever they have jurisdiction, like Jim Garrison during you know, after President John F. Kennedy was actually murdered, the DA of the New Orleans, Jim Garrison, was able to bring the trial out, was able to actually do something. It brought some of the documentation out. But the best option is to have Congress do something at the federal level. That will just wipe away everything. And they have the power. It just takes one congressman, one senator to actually push for it and to just do it, to move it through Congress. So the Brunsons need to hopefully they have somebody, whoever their local congressman is or their local senator is, that's probably where this should be headed. I can't imagine them, you know, there's no way that they're going to arrest the president, the former VP. They have Secret Service. It would be a complete mess.
I want to see Pelosi and Schumer. And who's that other one? He looks like Humpty Dumpty.
Adam Schiff? Jerry Nadler, the penguin.
Nadler.
The penguin guy. Yeah.
And that other, what's that thing? You know, you see him in the streets. The black one with the great big lip.
Maxine Waters, who's basically still out there saying that we're all racist because we voted for Trump. So somehow.
And AOC. AOC. Like, that's surely a joke. That's like a joke. How did that happen?
Well, the people voted her in. So the people in her area, you know, the good people, and this is what happens when only the bad people vote. You get bad congressmen like that. The good people got to get out there and vote. It takes just a few minutes. That's all it takes to vote.
And that Ilhan Omar or whatever she's, I mean, she, the nerve of it, the nerve of that woman.
Yep. And that state was pretty close. I mean, Trump only lost that by so far, the 99% of the vote in. Kamala Harris got 1.6 million votes and Trump got 1.5. It was close. And you're looking at states that like California. Trump is really close. He got a lot more votes than a lot of people thought. In New York, he got a lot more votes. He was only within 1 million votes in New York State. In Jersey too, it's like a couple hundred thousand votes different. So even though you may look at where those blue marks are on this map, and Trump is still close in those states too. It was not a, though in some of those states that they call, I mean, they were calling California with 0%. Now they got it right, and I think we all knew it, but it's like, let's let the vote play out first. But I
I'm
think,
sure somebody said to me earlier, there are no blue states. There's just little pockets within like counties that are blue, but the actual states are all red. Is that correct?
but those counties are so powerful,
Okay.
and they get more votes than a lot of the other state. Yes, if you look at California by county, it looks red. It
Yeah.
looks red, but on the coast, it's all blue because that's where
Obviously, Hollywood.
more people are. This is another reason why you do not want the popular, I believe you don't want everything to be decided in this country by the popular vote, because then you have three, four states who are going to decide every 4 years who our president is. You don't want that. So it is kind of a mixed batch.
Christ. What a time to be alive. So we're really thinking of trying to get over. We're praying on it. God wants us there, he's
Yeah.
going to find the way, but he needs to hurry up because we have to get visas and what have you. But we're leaving it in God's hands. And if any audience wants to hear Liberty Tactics on the ground in America, talking to Americans, reporting the truth, meeting up with all our friends over the other side of the pond, you can support us at libertytactics.co.uk. So that would be fun. What else we got? So this was actually it was over in the on the night, which
Yeah,
is the first
well,
time it's happened for ages. So it was too big to rig, wasn't it?
yeah, it was technically over the next day, but yes, like early morning when nobody was really supposed to be up, but I think everybody was. And I heard that Kamala's support, she was telling people, her team, not her, but her team was telling people to go to bed. And we didn't hear that from the Trump side. It was really, really quiet. Trump wasn't posting on social media or nothing. So I think unless you were paying attention, unless you had planned to be up that whole night, which I did. I did an 8 hour
So did
show
I.
live.
So did
Yeah,
I.
it was, and I was like, I was done. Like, I just listened to his speech, and I think I didn't really come back on the stream. I just wanted to play it. I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to see it. It was history. And you know what's weird, Lou? I wanted to ask you about this too. What was really strange is that it's still, I don't know if it doesn't feel real, but what it felt like to me, I was talking to my wife about this too. It was like coming out of a battered domestic abuse thing where it's like, that it's over. But you're not as happy as you should be. You kind of feel like, okay, I'm glad that the violence has stopped, that the abuse for the last 4 years has stopped. But I don't know. I just didn't feel as happy as
Do
I
you know what?
thought that I
Every
was going to
single
feel.
person today, so that's exactly what Tanya Joy says. She feels that there's something uneasy. And Tamara Lee just spoke to, came off, she said exactly the same thing. And it's you're waiting that it's too good to be true. You're
Too good
waiting
to be
for,
true.
oh shit, we were wrong. Like, do you know what I mean? That's how, I mean, I'm not even bloody American. I've never even been to America. But God, I feel like I'm one of you. I feel it all. And it's kind of a little bit surreal.
It is. I just feel like I should be happier. I should be a lot
Yes.
happier than I'm feeling right now. I'm not feeling the happiness, and I'm like, I was so burnt out from these last 4 years. It had drained me
Yeah.
so much. We've been beaten up so much that it was like, I'm just glad that the war is over. I don't feel like it's time to celebrate. And I was like, we should have been celebrating that month, that night. Many people were, but I really wasn't,
No.
and I'm not really sure why.
No, I don't know. I don't know, but that's so interesting that everybody else isn't. And I've been the same, like the 2016, I was ridiculous. You know, I was just so in your face and just, oh my gosh. And then the run up to 2020, I mean, we were in lockdown, weren't we, in the 2020? And
Yeah.
I had to pop out because I wanted to get supplies. And I went out with my Make America Great hat on. I get to the shop, obviously no mask, walked around the wrong way on the stickers, and then I paid by cash. They all just had meltdown. And then I was just glued the whole time. And the elation, you know, well, the disappointment. But then I was still expecting it would all be turned around. We thought it was all going to get turned around that year. They were going to come out with the electoral, but I understand why it's had to take that long, because they had to
To
drain the
rig it.
swamp. They really had to. I don't know. I feel the same. I feel we're still waiting for something else to
Yeah.
happen.
Yeah, I sure hope nothing now in between
Nothing
now.
negative,
Yeah.
but
But
they
I don't
are going to
know.
do something that you know they are going to do. Apparently, there's some guy's been arrested, another assassination attempt caught with loaded guns.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a couple cases there, and there's still wars happening. They're trying to flood our border now. They're trying to
Of
get in
course,
before
yeah.
Trump gets in, but Trump is like, hey, go ahead and try it. We know who you are. We know who you people are, and we're going to send you back, and these countries will take them back. So it's going to be a very interesting thing that happens in the first 100 days. But I think the world is watching. Everybody's watching. Everybody knows what is coming because we got to see it in 2017. And all of these people who were part of these evil programs and these evil plots, they are all shaking in their boots, and they should be. And they're going to have to live the rest of their life on this earth knowing what they did right and what they did wrong. It's
What could
coming.
Obama be put in prison, or is that not they? You know, they've got presidential immunity. Is there an ex-president?
Say it again.
Would Obama go to prison, or is he exempt because
No.
he's like from no?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't expect anything like that. I wouldn't expect any president past to go in. I mean, I think especially after what Trump saw, there's no way he's going to put any
No.
other president in. The one who should be is George Bush Jr.
Yeah. Do you think
That's the only
JFK
president
Jr.
who
is
should
still
be.
alive?
I do
I do
not
too.
see
Oh,
any evidence that he is, but
I've got a
there's
feeling he
I'm
is. I've got a
I'm
feeling.
oh I mean, do they have a body? Did they ever recover a body? Do they have any DNA? I haven't looked into it
They did
enough
recover, they're
to really
saying
say.
it was a body, but I don't know about the DNA, but I can remember. RFK was sitting in his office on a TikTok doing a live stream, and it was 100% real because you could go to the person's page, and in the comments, somebody typed, "If JFK Jr.'s alive, scratch your nose." And he sat forward and he just started scratching the top of his nose.
Well, I know in that's interesting. I'd have to look at
I'll
that.
find that. I'll find it for you.
I mean, because he does scratch his nose a lot,
No,
but
no. It was
I will say
exactly.
this.
It was. There's no chance that he saw the comment and he went up to the screen to do it. No chance. There's no
Okay.
chance that was that. No.
All right. I mean, that would be great. I wish a lot of these people who we, think are not dead. I wish they would at some point. When do they come out? Do they come out, or
I think they
is
do
that
come
it? And
out.
they
I think
just.
now is the time. I think Princess Diana is still alive. You know, they do witness protection for the everyday people. They must do the witness protection for the super rich with some of the things they know. And I think he's alive, and I think Michael Jackson's alive.
I think the only thing that I will say about JFK Jr. is that RFK Jr.'s book, in his book that just came out, he did write that you know, he was waiting for his cousin that day, that
Right.
night. They were all supposed to go to this big function, and he said as soon as he heard that the plane was late, that he knew that his cousin was dead.
Wow.
That's all.
Okay.
That's
All
his
right. Well,
public
we're just gonna
statement. Now,
have to.
privately,
It's a movie, isn't it? It's a we're what this is the
it's a good
movie.
movie.
It's the roller coaster. I mean, it's got absolutely everything going on, and it's an amazing
You know
time to
what's
be
really
alive.
interesting is JFK Jr.'s ties to Trump and the close ties and
Exactly.
the good relationship that they had is very fascinating. And the fascinating, of course, I'm writing a book about it right now. The real fascinating thing for me is the relationship between RFK Jr. and Trump and how that has really come full circle here now. And so I would love to see at some point that we find JFK Jr. is not dead. But I don't know if that may be a crime too, to fake your own death, I think, in this
I
country.
don't know. I know, but I tell you what, it's fascinating, and
It
God's
is.
in control of this.
That's right.
And if you haven't declared Jesus as your savior, now would be a good time to do it.
Amen. Amen. It's always a
Greg,
good time, and it's never too late.
it's never ever too late. It's never too late. And Greg, I would really like to do this again soon. We've been speaking for so many years, and we bounce off each other so well. So I would really be honored if maybe in a few weeks you'd come back on and we have another chat.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Greg Fernandez Jr., thank you so much for coming back for the election aftermath.
Thank you, my friend.
LibertyTactics.co.uk. Greg, where can people find you?
Just look up Greg Fernandez Jr. wherever you're at, whatever social media that you're on, and you will find me there.
Indeed,
I'll
you
see you
will.
soon.
God bless everyone.